Lecture 1, Western, Civilization, and Foundations.
Hello, my name is Thomas Noble. I'm the director of the Medieval Institute and professor of history at the University of Notre Dame. It's going to be my pleasure to share with you over the course of 48 lectures some of my reflections on the foundations of Western civilization. We have a lot of time to cover. We have a lot of space to cover. I often say this is going to be a bit like riding through the Louvre on a motorcycle. You're going to see a lot of things. I hope we can raise some interest. I hope we can put some things in perspective for you. I hope, in a way, that this exercise will be a bit like rummaging about in Granny's attic. You're going to find a lot of familiar things as we go along. I hope that you'll frequently have what is sometimes called the aha experience. Aha, that's where that comes from. That's why they say that. That's why they do that. That's why we talk that way. That's where that word came from. But in one way or another, we're going to go from the dawn of civilization to the dawn of the modern world. And that is a very long time. Now, you may know that for Sherlock Holmes, the first principle of detection was to begin with the obvious. Let's start by standing the old sleuth on his head, beginning with what's not so obvious. That is to say, what I'd like to do for the next little while is reflect on these words: Western, civilization, and foundations. In other words, basically the title for this course. What do those words mean? What does this imply? What are we going to talk about in this course? All right, let's begin with the West. The West. You think, well, what does that mean? How would we proceed to define it? We might do so culturally. We might say the West is characterized by, for instance, free and participatory political institutions. We might say that the West is characterized by capitalist economies, a form of economy that permits individuals a large measure of control over their own life, permits them to make rational choices. We might say that the West is characterized by a tradition of religious toleration, the ability to accommodate simultaneously a variety of different, sometimes diametrically opposed, religious points of view. We might say that the West is characterized by a spirit of rational inquiry. I shall apply my mind to the world around me, and I will have only those answers as are achieved by my mind in reflecting on the world around me. We may say it means an innovative spirit, a willingness to do new things, to try new things, to make new departures. Well, we could go on and on. We could talk of aesthetics and many other things, but I think you'll perhaps see the point. We could define the West as a cultural phenomenon. But we could also define it geographically. We can say that we're going to deal with a cultural tradition that began in Mesopotamia, moved into the Mediterranean basin, crossed into Western Europe, and then at the dawn of the modern world, globalized itself. So it wound up being everywhere. Now, any definition we pose is going to bring some controversy. Let me just mention a couple of examples to illustrate what I mean. The West has simultaneously had freedom and slavery. Does the West stand for freedom or for oppression? Or does the West stand for liberation from oppression? It must be said that throughout all of its history, women have enjoyed fewer opportunities, fewer possibilities than men have enjoyed. What implications does that have for how we think about the West? The West has generated enormous material wealth, but it has distributed that wealth unevenly. Some have enjoyed unimaginable richness, others unbearable poverty. We must acknowledge those realities as well. Definitions, I dare say, bring paradox. For example, Western civilization began, as we'll see in our next lecture, in what we now call Iraq, Sumer in antiquity. But I think you'd have a pretty hard time making a case that Iraq is Western. Today, Japan, in the Far East, seems more Western than parts of the West, at least on economic grounds, for example, technological grounds. Think for a moment about some of the curiosities of the Cold War era. Again, let's think of the Mediterranean world, where we will spend a lot of our time and energy in this course of lectures. During the Cold War years, Turkey, which was east, was more western than Libya, which was west, but more eastern. So where is the West? Quite simply, physically, geographically, where is the West? Well, you know, we'll have to try to figure that out. Again and again and again, we'll be very conscious of where are we. Okay, so West is a little messy. It's not absolutely easy to define. It's not so self-evident. Obvious, as Holmes would have said, you see, what the West is.